Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 279 for April 4th, and we're going to start off in 1841, when William Henry Harrison dies of pneumonia, becoming the first president of the United States to die in office. And then in 1865, during the American Civil War, a day after Union forces capture Richmond, Virginia, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln visits the Confederate capital. And finally, in 1949, 12 nations signed the North Atlantic Treaty, creating the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 4th, 1841, William Henry Harrison, the 9th President of the United States, died of pneumonia, becoming the first president to die in office, and marking the shortest tenure in U.S. presidential history. Harrison's death occurred just 31 days after his inauguration, setting a record for the briefest administration. His demise not only shocked the nation, but also initiated a constitutional crisis regarding presidential succession. Vice President John Tyler assumed his presidency following Harrison's death. Tyler's succession set an important precedent as he declared himself president rather than acting president, effectively resolving the ambiguity surrounding the vice president's role in such circumstances. This established the principle that the vice president would fully assume the presidential office rather than merely execute its duties, a principle that was later codified in the Constitution through the 25th Amendment. John Tyler, who seceded Harrison, was sometimes referred to as his ascendancy by his detractors, highlighting the unprecedented nature of his ascension to the presidency and the political controversies that marked his term in office. On April 4th, 1865, just one day after Union forces captured Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the Confederate States of America, President Abraham Lincoln made a historic visit to the city. This event was as symbolic and significant, marking a moment of profound transition and hope for the nation amidst the final days of the American Civil War. Lincoln's visit to Richmond was not only a gesture of reconciliation, but also a powerful statement about the Union's victory and the president's personal commitment to healing and rebuilding the divided nation. Lincoln arrived in Richmond aboard a ship that docked at Rockets Landing, accompanied by his son, Tad, and a small contingent of soldiers. Lincoln made his way through the city. Notably, he was not in a grand carriage or escorted by a large military procession, but rather walked through the city with only a few soldiers for protection. Lincoln's presence in Richmond was met with profound emotions from the city's residents, especially from the newly liberated African-American population. Many saw Lincoln as a liberator and greeted him with cheers, tears, and profound gratitude. This interaction highlighted the deep significance of the Union victory for enslaved and free black people. On April 4th, 1949, amid the geopolitical tensions of the early Cold War era, 12 nations signed the North Atlantic Treaty, thus establishing the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. This landmark event marked the formation of a military alliance that aimed to provide collective defense against aggression, representing a significant shift in the security and diplomatic landscape of the post-World War II period. The founding members of NATO included Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The North Atlantic Treaty is based on the principle of collective defense articulated in Article 5, which states that an armed attack against one or more members is considered an attack against all members. This principle commits members to mutual defense in response to an attack. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.